Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on into the intelligence brief. And Kimber is back, and I'm going to turn it over to her to do the intelligence brief. Kimber, are you there?
Yep, WRKB 487, Kimber copies, and I got all the late ones checked in, Ron. We're all covered there, so thank you for doing what you're doing for the check-ins and for everybody who's stepping up here. Pretty cool. So I'm going to move on to the Ameron Intelligence Brief, followed by the National Intelligence Bulletin, which is for an observer. So stay tuned. Here we go. First, we have the Intelligence Brief, dated Monday, December 16th, 2024. That was this last Monday. So all this stuff happened over this last week. First source is Ford Observer. Putin red lines and U.S. far left calls for assassinations. Current AMCON levels 3, by the way. Putin has said, the West has pushed me to red lines. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned this morning that U.S. plans to deploy missiles to Europe have pushed him to his red lines, adding that he may lift restrictions on Russian ballistic missile deployment in response. Next is Revolutionary Left continues discussing assassination. A recent revolutionary anarchist blog post argued that protests and direct action demonstrations against fascists and corporations no longer work and that anarchists should return to assassinating their enemies. Pretty scary stuff, dudes. The post argues that continued assassinations of political enemies would send a message to the capitalist class that prominent members are not untouchable. The post describes the current situation as a precipice, as anarchist readers are asked to consider their willingness to commit acts of armed violence if those acts lead to desired change. Next, we have the next source is Knightsbridge Research. HTS leader, no confrontation with Israel. Syria's de facto leader, HTS chief Abu Mohammed al-Ghalani, said on Syrian television that he believes Israel's actions around Mount Hermon have crossed lines, but that the country could not escalate to handle confrontation at the present time. He said, Syria's war-weary condition after years of conflict and war does not allow for new confrontations. The priority at this stage is reconstruction and stability, not being drawn into disputes that could lead to further destruction. That's what JJS notes. That's what Hamas in Gaza feigned to before October 7th. End of this message. Moving into the National Intelligence Bulletin put out by the Ford Observer, dated Friday, the 20th of December, 2024. At imminent risk, there is nothing significant to report. At elevated risk, we have three. The first one is food and agriculture. 56% of agriculture economists say U.S. agriculture is in a recession. 56%. Analysts comment U.S. agriculture will likely take more hits this year if a U.S.-China trade war is not averted, as China will shift more purchases to countries like Brazil. USDA announced an $116 million in funding to expand domestic fertilizer production across 9 states. At elevated risk is also energy. The NERC warned about electricity shortfalls next year. Parts of the Midwest and Deep South are at the highest risk of power shortages between 2025 and 2028. Once again, parts of the Midwest and Deep South are at the highest risk for shortages between 2025 and 2028. Next, we have economy and finance. Trump said he supports union negotiations to block port terminal automation. Trump is likely pressuring the U.S. Maritime Alliance to agree to prevent port automation and avert another East and Gulf Coast port strike, potentially coming just 5 days before the inauguration. An agreement against automating port operations, however, will harm the efficiency of U.S. ports compared to automated ports in China. Next, we have outlook stable, and there are two in that condition. Three. First is immigration. Mexico has agreed to repatriate deported Mexican nationals, but declined to host third country citizens. Meanwhile, the Bahamas, Panama, and several Caribbean nations are opposing a Trump plan to use them as destinations for deportation. Next, we have low-intensity conflict. Far-left revolutionary groups have reoriented to local recruitment as they seek to rebuild strength and momentum for the incoming Trump administration. Although mass protests and direct action demonstrations against Trump are likely next year, 2020-like conditions are unlikely in 2025. And lastly, we have NATO-Russia. Putin warned that U.S. deployment of new missiles to Germany has pushed him to his red lines, quote-unquote, adding that he may lift restrictions on Russian ballistic missile deployment in response. And that is the end of the message as I have it. Now we're going to move to Channel 3 check-ins. If you guys have any late or missed calls and or want to check in, we're still going to be listening. We're going to go through our Channel 3 projects and participate. I won't close the net out until just a few minutes from now during the Channel 3 check-in. So thank you, everybody. And I'm going to call Wes forward. Wes, are you there?
Yes, Kimber, I am. This is Wes, WRKU 327. About this time every Sunday night, we do the Channel 3 project where you get to find out who you can hear near you. It's important because if we have an extended power outage or repeater down situation or from any kind of catastrophe, you're going to want to know who you can reach out to for help or to help if you are one of those folks so capable. And we do this by seeing who we can talk to radio. It's fun. So join me. We'll do Channel 3 on GMRS first, then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3. And finally, if you're licensed, we'll see you on the AMRON designated national designated simplex frequency of 146420. See you on the airwaves, WRKU 327, back to net control.
All right, Wes, thank you so much for being there on a faithful basis. You guys are pretty cool with that Channel 3 check-in. We got it down in this AMRON thing. Next, Mike 674 or Dewey 605, are you still going to do any Jackson counties at 745? I know that Mike did some for the Phoenix repeater already. Are you there, guys, any one of you?